With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House pushing a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval to move ahead with that bill. Final votes on the package are expected on Saturday. Also at SRNnews.com, an apparent Israeli drone attack on a major airbase near the central city of Isfahan activated Iranian air defenses. And that strike came just days after Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he does not have much to add about the reported attack in Iran.
I'm going to be incredibly boring and not make your day by saying, again, I'm not going to speak to what's been reported other than to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. The United States, along with our partners, will continue to work for de-escalation.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network Israel managed to avoid carrying out an all-out offensive.
Had Israel responded as many people wanted, and that is to return 350 drones and missiles in exchange for what they did, the Iranians did on the 13th of April, that would have provoked, you know, what we and the Israelis didn't want, another front on that war.
Analysts say the relatively limited scope of the Israeli attack and the subdued response by Iran seem to indicate the threat of an immediate escalation had diminished. A losing week on Wall Street is coming to a close. The Dow is ahead 183 points, but the Nasdaq losing 159. This is SRN News. Easter is America's number one church holiday.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Swedish Parliament has passed a law lowering the age required for people to legally change their gender from 18 to 16. Those under 18 will still need approval from a guardian, a doctor, and the National Board of Health and Welfare. Sweden joins a number of countries with similar laws, including Denmark, Norway, Finland, and Spain. In general, transgenderism is being widely accepted in Western Europe. This is SRN News. Tesla announcing an EV recall.
The electric vehicle maker is recalling more than 3,000 of its newly launched 2024 Cybertrucks because of the possibility that a pedal can get stuck and cause the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally, increasing the risk of a crash. Tesla says the accelerator pedal pad may dislodge and become trapped by the interior trim. The recall involves 2024 Cybertrucks made between November 13th of last year and April 4th of this year. Rich Thomason reporting.
In culinary news, as parts of the nation prepare for the emergence of trillions of noisy cicadas, bug experts say the little creatures can also be a tasty snack. The University of Maryland, for instance, put out a cicada cookbook in 2004. And now the Audubon Insectarium in New Orleans plans to demonstrate ways to cook cicadas at the little in-house snack bar. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.